Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
You always do.
Friday. It's Friday. The weekend is here. It's going to be a decent day today, too. Low 50s later this afternoon. Sun and clouds mixed, but a little rain over the weekend. That's what we have to look forward to. Anyway, good morning, Joanne.
Good morning to you. You know how usually you guys, like if the weekdays are nice and then the weekend rains, it's such a bummer because you're like, the weekend's the only time you get to do anything. At least look at it this way. Most of you are home anyway, right?
Sure.
So just enjoy today. Make today your Saturday. Right?
And no, Jason, you are not chopped liver. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, I had a heartbreaking experience yesterday. I decided to get out of the house for a couple of minutes, take a ride. I wanted to see what, like, late afternoon traffic was like these days with these new circumstances, the new reality. It was really freakish because there was nobody out there. I mean, a handful of cars, that was about it. I drove across I-75, not on I-75, but I looked north and south. Handful of cars, but that was it. And we're talking about rush hour. Usually it's a parking lot out there. The point of the trip, however, was very heartbreaking. I drove to the Palace of Auburn Hills to get a kind of look at it, and it's coming down hard and it's coming down fast. What prompted me to do it, there's a Facebook group called the Friends of the Palace, and this guy had somehow gotten inside the building and taken like three or four different videos inside, really high quality stuff. And it's just heartbreaking to see. I'm watching this and I'm remembering, oh yeah, I sat there for the Seeger concert, or I sat there for the Pistons championship game, or I sat here for another big event. And all of a sudden it's a pile of rubble, broken up concrete. And it just broke my heart. So I did take one picture of the outside. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page in just a second so you can see. And I'm trying to get the guy to allow me to use his video. So if that's the case, when I hear back from him, we'll get all those up for you guys to see.
You know, we were having dinner last night, the four of us here, and I mentioned to my family that the palace was being taken down. They hadn't heard that. Adam pulled up some of the pictures on his phone, and Eric was heartbroken like you were. I mean, it was such a staple. And he said, it's such a beautiful building. Why are they tearing it down? I thought,
I know,
because no one's playing there. And obviously a developer is building something there, so it's got to go. But
I mean, these disposable buildings break my heart. I mean, that thing cost a fortune. Plus, I think they just did a $6 million upgrade to it just a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong
with
the place. It is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot going on. Hey, Friday morning, more Guns N' Roses tickets coming your way, too. And by the way, this is the all-new JJ and Joanne show, in case you are just getting back into town from somewhere. Started about 9 days ago. We're looking forward to joining you on Detroit's Greatest Hits.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's Greatest Hits. 104.3 WOMC.
By the way, that picture of the palace, the outside of the palace, is now up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WOMC. It's just a bit of the demolition that's going on. It won't be long. I think I'm going to give it about 3 more weeks and it'll be totally gone.
You think so? Because then it has taken the Joe Louis Arena, they just finally took down the final trusses, whatever those are called.
For whatever reason, they're making major league progress on the palace. Wait till you see the videos. If I get permission to post,
I saw some pictures of it yesterday. Dan Leach from over at the Ticket put some stuff up, and man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, though. They're not still working bringing it down right now, are they? Because they can't.
There was nobody there yesterday. I was there. But I was there, it was probably 4:45, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that.
There still are construction projects going on, though.
Are they really?
Are there right
road, road construction.
Right,
like I passed right off of 75, there were some guys working on some stuff.
Well, I've seen some articles about people saying that they thought this is a perfect time for road construction in Detroit or all over wet because there aren't a lot of cars on the road. And in construction, maybe the people can, you know, keep their social distancing.
The Southfield Freeway, every day, they're working there right off of the Southfield Freeway and Michigan Avenue. That's actually going to be closed this weekend between Ford Road and Rotunda, both directions on the Southfield Freeway, because they're doing construction. There's guys there every day.
Don't we have a pedestrian? Good. As long as we're on the topic, don't we have a pedestrian bridge down
94 westbound near Van Dyke?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Pedestrian bridge like partially collapsed on 94, so that's closed right now. Wow. Thankfully, it's early, so I doubt anyone was on.
People driving out there, yeah, you should probably find a different route this morning.
Although, you know, JJ, remember, we said that last time, and then people called and said there were tons of people out getting to grocery stores. Healthcare workers. I mean, there are people we
understand.
Just
being my usual flippant self, Joanne.
Yes, you are. Is this something I need to get used to, JJ?
Yes.
You're not already? You're not already?
I'm a slow learner.
All right. Hey, just a few coronavirus things today. Mike Lindell, you know, he's the guy that's the owner of the MyPillow company.
Oh, yeah.
They are now going to shift 75% of their production to making face masks for hospital. That's a pretty good deal. And even a better deal because he's going to make them machine marshable and dryable, so it'll be more affordable for everybody that way.
Very good. Of course. Hey, Crocs is giving free footwear to healthcare workers, which I love. You know those? I know, JJ, I know you're not a big Crocs fan, but
they're comfy.
They're so great because they're comfortable. They're easily washable, too, which I think is the big thing for these healthcare workers. Instead of tennis shoes, which are a little harder to clean. So they're offering that up. And Joanne Fabrics donating free supplies.
I would rather be dead from the coronavirus.
Oh, stop.
Than to wear a pair of Crocs anywhere.
It's not that
Seriously,
bad.
Seriously, I would. If you see me wearing a pair of Crocs, just shoot me in the head, please.
They're so comfortable.
They are.
I have two pairs of Crocs. I use them when I'm on the beach.
Yeah. You want to know something? I wore my daughter's yesterday sitting in this chair because I'm up on a bar stool and it hurt my bare feet to be against the thing. So I put on, I should have taken a picture. I'll do that.
Oh, no, don't do it. Please don't do it.
Don't want to see it. Is that what you're saying?
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
It's almost every day like the weekend around here these days. Almost, for the most part. People are finding very clever ways to get along and do things with each other. Did you see the guy who put a cold beer on an RC car and drove it over to his neighbor's house so they could share a beer together?
Oh, my gosh.
That
it's
was pretty
brilliant.
Clever.
You know, Adam's got one of those cars. We may have to start that. He's a young entrepreneur. Maybe we could, you know, start delivering toilet paper, beer.
I didn't know they had cup holders. Somebody did that, did you? Somebody flew some toilet paper.
Yeah, out of San Francisco, a guy needed, his friend who lived across the town needed some toilet paper. So he strapped a roll of toilet paper to his drone. And put in the coordinates to his buddy's house. And the drone went there, dropped off the toilet paper, and flew back to his house. It's amazing.
People are
so creative now, getting the people in their lives what they need if they can't get them themselves.
Well, I think we also have time on our hands to get creative, right?
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. And we need an outlet for it, so this is it. I like it. Hey, this is JJ and Joanne, Detroit's greatest hits. A quick break. We'll be right back with you. Don't go anywhere.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
This is show number 10, so is this a landmark occasion for us today, show number 10? Are we keeping track?
Yeah, we are. You know, yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of my dad retiring from this very radio station. Our 10th show.
This is the 10-day anniversary. Our 10th day anniversary. That's a big deal. That's
we
at least
long
as
way
big
to go.
A deal as your
I was
dad's
there for
career.
Both of them, so I appreciate that.
It was amazing. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday his last 10 minutes on the air. And my kids were in the background. And to see Lauren at 9 years old and Adam at seven running around, it was, and to see my mom, it was wonderful reliving that. Yeah, it certainly was. Certainly was.
A little trip down memory lane. All right, so we've been saluting people locally and nationally, and we salute categories of people every day on the show here. We've done healthcare workers, we've done the truck drivers, the grocery store people, and all of that. Well, today we salute the Janitorial and Cleaning Staff Workers of America.
This station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes.
Today, we salute janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
Janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
The global pandemic has made a mess of the world, and someone needs to clean it up. And you, armed only with bleach and disinfectant, have set out to kick some COVID butt.
Wipe it out with Clorox.
Mr. Coronavirus, meet Mr. Clean.
They're gonna scrub you off the face of the earth, yeah.
Some places must remain open. Grocery stores, hospitals, banks, fire and police stations. And it's all made possible by those dedicated to making the world sparkle once more. Janitorial and cleaning staff workers, the real Corona heroes.
Janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
It's a dirty job, and you're doing it.
Hey, when are we going to celebrate the real coronavirus heroes? Hookers. They're out there working. God. They're still out there. Come on.
JJ.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
By the way, you guys out there listening should thank us. None of us participated in last night's singing of Hallelujah on the front porch.
We didn't want to ruin it.
Right. That's exactly right. It's a beautiful song, and we would have trashed it. First of all, as I said yesterday, I don't even know how to spell the word hallelujah. And I'm not a dumb guy. I'm pretty good at spelling, but I always get that one wrong for some reason.
It is a great song, though. So you know what I did? I posted, I said, look, sorry, couldn't do it last night. I posted one of my favorite versions of that song with the hashtag play on the porch online. And it's Katie Lang. It was from, I think, like 2007 or 9, the Canadian singer. Phenomenal version. One of the best I've ever heard. So I posted that if you want to check that out.
All right. And Jason, how'd our listeners do last night?
We're doing great. I mean, the Play on the Porch 2020 Facebook group has nearly 20,000. They're like a couple hundred shy of 20,000 people. And when they first started, they had 12 videos posted. Now there's over like 150 or something like that. It's absolutely blown up. And so last night was Hallelujah. First up, Lila Robbins.
She's
15 years old from New Haven.
She's going to be invited to try out for The Voice.
Next is Brittany Rose Ray. And finally, Michelle Myers-Thielen posted this. It's a group of eighth graders. A band.
Were they distancing?
Yeah, they were all 6 feet apart. There's three of them.
All right.
I mean, they sound amazing for eighth graders.
Yeah, this again is proof why we didn't do it last night.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, I will say this thing is more like a dirge. Can we do something a little more up-tempo for tonight, please? My goodness.
Well, at 8 o'clock, we're going to announce the new song, JJ, so make sure you're tuned in for that.
Every morning, a little after 8 o'clock, we do that. Stay with us, and don't forget, when you go out there and play, post it to social video with the hashtag PlayOnThePorch.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Another victim of the coronavirus crisis, my friend, is the Indy 500. No longer will it be in May. They are moving the Indy 500 to August. A bunch of NASCAR events getting moved to different times and dates as well.
There's talk yesterday that the NFL season might be pushed back now, too, because they don't know if they're going to be able to get training camps in and all that. Talks even been training camps starting in September, which is crazy.
Yeah. All I can tell you is that late summer and fall, people aren't going to leave their house again because all they're going to be doing is watching the sports. Or maybe they'll be going out to concerts and activities with everything rescheduled. But it's going to be crazy when we start
Yes, it is. And
again,
with that in mind, I'm scheduling my 3-week vacation for the fall this year. I'm going to be gone for all of this stuff. You two are on your own. How's that?
Oh, thanks. Great.
Hey, I honestly don't know where I stumbled across this last night, but I found it. And the thing that was compelling to me about it was these guys do such a great job on this song. It's a parody of Stayin' Alive.
Yeah, They sound good. Yeah, they're really good.
Great, but it's one of those things like everybody's doing out there now where they were separate. They were in separate places. Yeah. They all videotaped each other and they all played separately but together. I mean, it's just wacky how they can pull it off and yet sound so good. I'm going to get that video up on our Facebook page.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits.
104.3 WOMC. You know, we're always looking for fun things and things to get our mind off this and just to laugh a little. And I came across something yesterday that had me just rolling. And Jason, you too. You
it's
were listening
hysterical.
To this morning. So we wanted to share it with you because there are sportscasters, right, who do play-by-play for a living. Well, there are no live sports to do play-by-play anymore, right?
Right.
You got to do something. Here's a few of them. Take a look.
Dinner on approach and Matthew's girlfriend Courtney poised at the oven ready for the big reveal. Mismatched gloves as oven mitts. Note the trendy White Claw seltzers perched at the end of the counter. Courtney is in. Will she? Yes. Two-hand grab of the roasted potatoes. Now it's all about the asparagus. Courtney's got the angle. She's got the pan. It's out of here! Asparagus and potatoes! Asparagus and potatoes!
That's Josh Lewin. He's hilarious. This next one is Mike Bagley. Now, he's sitting by his pool, and his dogs are going crazy running around, so he had to give a little NASCAR play-by-play.
Here they come. They've completed lap number 5. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie trying to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. He'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number 3. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by 5 dog lengths.
Hysterical. Josh Lewin actually did a few of them, and the funniest one, this is one of my favorite ones. It's the, he's cooking a taquito in the microwave.
24 seconds on the clock. The old El Paso taquito almost ready. A giddy sense of anticipation here in Josh's kitchen. This crowd, the wife, the dog, everyone waiting for the Maytag microwave to produce these 180 calories of abject perfection. 7 seconds left. It's happening. Delirium in Solana Beach. Do you believe in afternoon snacking? Yes! Oh, my, does that look good. A perfectly microwaved taquito.
The best part about that one is that all this buildup and it opens the microwave and, you know, taquito's just this tiny little thing in his microwave. Yeah. It's one.
The dog was disappointed.
I have one more. Do you guys want to hear one more?
Yes.
All right, so it's the same guy, Josh Lewin. This one, his wife went grocery shopping and is stacking the soup cans.
Grocery store run completed. Now the game within the game. The Tetris-style stacking of the soup. Lewin begins with the dexterity of a mountain lion. Low-cal chicken noodle, a top Italian wedding style. Quick pivot to something with tomato base. Oh, a double stack of minestrone. Double stack. We haven't seen that one since mid-July. The final entry is gumbo. It's chicken and sausage gumbo. It's over. A cabinet full of soup.
Oh, my gosh.
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
And speaking of social media, I don't know if you guys are seeing this on any of your feeds. But I'm seeing people, especially guys at this point, posting pictures of do-it-yourself haircuts because that's the reality now. You know, those of us, like, I'm due to get a haircut and a little color, if you know what I mean, in about 4 days.
The ones that I've seen are hideous. Yeah. They're terrible. It's like, you know, in the old days, they used to put a soup bowl over your head and just cut around the edge of the bowl, and it was your haircut, like Mo Howard, right?
Right.
And that's what these are looking like to me, too. But there's good news, Joanne.
What?
There's a new salon in town.
Can't get a haircut in quarantine? Then come to Corona Cuts. It's your very own do-it-yourself salon. We have amazing styles like the 2007 Britney. All you need is a pair of safety scissors and your boyfriend's beard trimmer. Are you a fake blonde? Well, now you can do your own coloring. Bleach may be expensive right now, so we recommend using that old can of spray paint in the basement. But the best part is, if you don't like your haircut, you don't have to see anyone for 2 months. So come to Corona Cuts, right on the corner of your bathroom and a sense of regret.
I want to know how many women are buying dark mascara right now who are brunettes to try to just put a little, it's a little trick, you know, a little mascara on the gray, it'll work.
I'm just going to buzz my head.
Ooh. I'm going to need a lot of mascara. I looked in the mirror this morning and I actually had a couple of gray hairs. It's amazing.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
And we are ready to reveal our new song for you today. You know, Ram Trucks and 104.3 WOMC are standing strong with you. We're trying to help you stay connected during this time. So every weeknight at 6 o'clock, I think you know the drill by now, we're asking you to go out to your porch, play instruments, hold up your phone, sing the song that we give you, anything you want to do. Okay, yesterday was Hallelujah, a very slow, beautiful song. Today, we're all getting very patriotic because tonight's song is our very own national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
JJ, I'm impressed.
Now I'm impressed.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite, absolute favorite version of this song. Man.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
So good.
Breaks my heart every time I hear her sing. She is just the best of the best of the best and wasted way too soon.
Absolutely. You know, that is, I think, one of the most difficult songs to sing, but I'm going to give it my all tonight.
Me too.
I think we all have to. Yeah, well, I know. You sounded great there in that low range.
I close my eyes and pretend I'm on the pitcher's mound while I'm singing it.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
I am losing my mind. I told you I had to just get out of here yesterday and drive around town. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go inside any places or anything. I just drove around checking things out. Anyway, we'll have more on that coming up later on this morning. But you know what's still a problem, my friends?
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
I do.
It's still hard to find. You can't. How come? Why? Where'd all the toilet paper go?
I will tell you, I have found some toilet paper a couple days ago. And this was last week as well, but a couple days ago, I saw the video again. In Lincoln Park, the super discount dollar store, they have a whole aisle full of them.
Really? Is it cheaper toilet paper? Because at the dollar store, is it like that one ply?
No, I mean,
not that it matters.
The stuff that I bought was two ply, and it wasn't Charmin like I'm used to, but my butt will have to do.
Yes,
but they had it there.
We're all making sacrifices.
That's a visual I didn't need this morning, Jason. Jeez. Louise, my goodness. This is fun, though. Listen to this.
'Cause I still haven't found toilet paper rolls. No, I still haven't found toilet paper rolls.
People have way too much time on their hands.
Now, that song's going to be stuck in my head all day, but it's going to be with those lyrics, not the original lyrics. That's the crazy thing about these parodies. It drives me nuts.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You know what I love that we've been doing during this whole coronavirus crisis is saluting local heroes, local people, and local companies stepping up to really make a difference during these really tough times for all of us.
Here's another one, a really good guy. His name's John David from Emergency Restoration, and they're in Troy, Michigan, and they've got some free toilet paper. How you doing today, John?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great.
You're the toilet paper king.
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble or what?
I don't think so.
No, you're doing a good thing. You're giving away John toilet paper again today, huh?
Yeah, his group at Emergency Restoration in Troy. We took note of this the other day that you did a little drive-by toilet paper giveaway, and are you poised to do that again?
Yes, we're doing it today between 8:30 until I run out. So we still have a few thousand rolls left, and we're giving a couple rolls per adult when they pull up. My guys are all suited up in hazmats. They have gloves on, and we hand them out, and hopefully get a smile from them, and we wave bye.
I bet. Okay, where are you guys located?
We're on 14 Mile Road in John R., 14 Mile between John R. and DeQuinder.
Okay, wonderful.
It's called Emergency Restoration. There's a big sign out in front. You pull around the street, and we'll put it in your car, and you take off.
How is it that you have such a stockpile of toilet paper for an emergency restoration outfit?
Well, what happened was one of my girls that works for me, Christy, she used to work for a hotel chain. And she hooked me up. These people out of Chicago had an abundance of it, but they only distributed to the hotels. I told them what I was doing. They felt great. They set up an account with me. And once they set up an account, I purchased like 30 cases of it from them.
You bought it. All right. Good for you then. All right.
Oh, yeah, I bought them. And I had my guys go up there. I had my guys go to Chicago because I was worried about not being here on time. So I had my guys go to Chicago on Wednesday and pick it up.
Well, that's good because I was a little worried that your employee was actually smuggling it out of the hotel. Usually you take bathrobes in the little containers of shampoo and soap, not toilet paper.
Yeah, we got toilet paper. We got a lot of it. So if people are out and about today, please stop by. You don't have to get out of your car. If you don't feel safe, pop your trunk open. We'll throw it in your trunk.
I do want to mention, too, that after today, you guys have big hearts. And for whatever you have left over, you guys are donating to the Detroit Agency on Aging so that they can get that toilet paper out to people who maybe aren't able to leave their homes right now or are in dire need of it. So we thank you for that. Got a big heart, my friend.
Correct. And then they're going to be, if they need more, if that company has more, I'd get more for them. That's a great organization.
As long as you have a captive audience like that, tell them about the all-new JJ and Joanne show on WOMC.
I love you guys. I was just jamming a few of your songs before you called.
Well, awesome. Let them know. You've got them captive. They're driving through. We should give them some bumper stickers to hand out with the toilet paper,
Joanne.
That would
be amazing.
We'll give them out. I'll put them in the baggies. Yep, we'll put them in the baggies and we'll pass them out.
Oh, we appreciate it.
All right.
John David, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. God bless you guys, man. Good job.
You too.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
And welcome to our Friday. This is JJ and Joanne, and I was just thinking, I wonder if they rescued all of the extra rolls of toilet paper out of the Palace of Auburn Hills before they started the demolition. No, I'm thinking they must have had a load of it when they closed their doors. Anyway, I went out there yesterday.
The workers walked out there, right? And
you could see
it, puffiness in all their jackets. Like, what's going on, guys?
I was there yesterday and took a photograph of some of the demolition going on. It's on our Facebook page. A lot of comments. And it's like a trip down memory lane for people. They remember the games. They remember the concerts and all of that. Anyway, it's
just
a sad sight to see. Yeah, but there is good news out there today, folks. People doing good things. I just read a story, Joanne, that Hertz, the rental car company, they're going to be offering free rental car rides or free rental cars for use for healthcare workers in New York City to help them get to work every day.
Oh, I like that. That's great. Crocs is stepping up. I know you're not a fan of Crocs, JJ, but I'm telling you, they are great footwear that can be washed so easily, and they are providing free footwear to healthcare workers, which is amazing. You know, Starbucks, we didn't mention this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I told you earlier I'd rather die of the coronavirus than be seen wearing a pair of Crocs.
Are you going to take that back now?
No.
I'm not taking it back.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. All right. Starbucks has given free coffee to healthcare employees and first responders. You just kind of show your badge and you get free coffee from them, which is fantastic. And Fanatics. Jason, you saw Fanatics, right? The like sports gear. They're making something else.
Yeah, they're making gowns and masks instead of making baseball jerseys right now. And also Dyson, the vacuum cleaner company. Jamie Dyson, the founder, has invented a new device. It's called the Covent. It's a ventilator. They've made one right now. They're hoping to make 15,000 of them by next month. And he says they can make quick, efficient, and at volume. They can make these. So they already have an order of 10,000 in. They want to donate 5,000 more, and they should be ready by early April.
I'm a big fan. I have one of those Dyson rechargeable sticks.
There.
I think they're called the V10s or the V8s or whatever they are.
I have the V6.
Okay, it's utterly fantastic. But a pro tip on those, if you put it on high speed, the charge lasts for about 8 seconds. You got to put it on low speed. It does a great job on low speed. It lasts forever. But you ratchet it up to high speed, they don't last very long.
I'll go check with Eric this morning to find out what type of little vacuum cleaner thing we have.
Oh, ouch.
He's the
Eric.
No. Oh, JJ, you got
Eric
a lot
is
to
the
learn.
Clean freak,
He's
man.
The
he
cleaner.
Does it all.
All right.
Let me tell you, I gave him a vacuum for Father's Day 1 year. I gave him an Oreck, and it was like the best gift he's ever gotten.
Oh, my God, really? I had a friend who once told me if you give a gift that has to be plugged in, it's not a gift. That's no gift. That's nothing. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, they're going to be shifting over to create masks instead of pillows or in addition to pillows anyway. JJ and Joanne, good morning.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Hey, we want to remind you about our Play on the Porch song tonight. Ram Trex, WMC, standing strong with you doing this Play on the Porch. And our song tonight, you want to talk patriotic. Our national anthem, you guys, the Star Spangled Banner. All right, we won't sound like her.
No, Mariah Carey from the 2002 Super Bowl.
Her birthday today, Mariah Carey, as a matter of fact.
You know who else's birthday is today? Is Fergie, and she did the national anthem, and it was terrible.
Oh.
She did it for the NBA, one of the NBA championship games, and it was just awful.
That is a song that people can really kind of butcher and not do a good job. By the way, Mariah, this is a big one. She turns the big 5-0 today.
She is beautiful.
Really?
Yeah,
Tony Banks of Genesis, also celebrating a birthday, turns 70 years old today. You know who else's birthday it is, Joanne?
And now a star is born. On March 27th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Quentin Tarantino. Critics say the delivery of the future filmmaker was a magnificent tour de force. Although the graphic birth scene was way over the top, also starring Samuel L. Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, A Star is Born.
I think he was dropped on his head.
And
he's a brilliant filmmaker.
I know he is. It's just crazy stuff.
Celebrating your birthday today, JJ and Joanne, we wish you a happy birthday as well.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
I stumbled across this. I don't know. It just sort of fell into my lap this morning. It's a viral video. You know, everybody's holed up, hunkered in, hunkered down, doing the social distancing and self-quarantining in our homes. And people are going crazy, so they're looking for creative outlets.
Yeah.
Even these two elderly women who are twin sisters in Louisiana. Check this out. Yeah, the coronavirus blues.
Oh, Lord, please help us. We got the coronavirus.
And they're playing some great instruments. A guitar, one of them's playing the guitar, and the other one is playing, what's that?
A stand-up bass.
A stand-up bass. Yeah, the old-timey plucking away, and she's wearing like a blue wig or something.
And they both got muumuus on, which is hilarious.
Yes, they do.
It really is. So, we would play more of the song for you, except that it's much better in visual form, and it's on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/WOMC.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
We're taking the country by storm, Joanne, because we got people listening all over the United States of America on radio.com. And by the way, if you are not able to be near a radio, radio.com is a great resource. And your smart speakers just say play 104.3 WOMC. And guess what? You'll hear us.
And if you missed anything from our show earlier today, every day at the end of the show, I put it all together, a condensed version of our show, because I know everybody's not up as early because they don't have to work and all that stuff. So if you missed anything from our show today, go on the podcast page at WMC.com and you can listen to our whole show.
How hip we are, podcast.
That's what happens when you got me, baby.
Yeah, I know. It's all over, you know, all over social media.
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned Facebook before. Do go and like our page, WOMC's Facebook page. We do put so much stuff up there that we do throughout the morning and just interesting, cool stuff all day long. So
did
go
you just
and
put
like
the haircut video up?
I did put the haircut video
up. I'm going stir crazy in this studio, and I'm the only one in the studio throughout the entire day. And so I just cut my hair in the studio.
Yeah, he did. Well, we watched him. In fact, you can see the video now. By the way, do the same to our Instagram account.
Yes,
WOMC 104.3.
Yeah, you know, we have been saluting heroes. Jason, you are our hero for being in there and getting us on the air every day. But there's a lot of coronavirus heroes out there today. Our healthcare workers, our delivery truck drivers, the grocery store workers. And how about those that keep it all clean for us?
This station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes. Today, we salute janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
Janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
The global pandemic has made a mess of the world, and someone needs to clean it up. And you, armed only with bleach and disinfectant, have set out to kick some COVID butt.
Wipe it out with Clorox wipes.
Mr. Coronavirus, meet Mr. Clean.
They're gonna scrub you off.
Some places must remain open. Grocery stores, hospitals, banks, fire and police stations. And it's all made possible by those dedicated to making the world sparkle once more. Janitorial and cleaning staff workers. The real Corona heroes.
Janitorial and cleaning staff workers.
It's a dirty job, and you're doing it.
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You know, everyone's looking for stuff to do, right? Stuff to do that is like, because they're all home and a lot of things that they normally do, they can't do. And that includes sportscasters who do play-by-play. So I came upon this just hysterical compilation of a couple different play-by-play guys.
Funny.
Who decided
funniest thing
to,
of the day.
Right? Just kind of navigate and play-by-play their normal life. So let's hit it.
This is Josh Lewin doing play-by-play of getting the dinner out of the oven.
Dinner on approach and Matthew's girlfriend Courtney poised at the oven ready for the big reveal. Mismatched gloves as oven mitts. Note the trendy White Claw seltzers perched at the end of the counter. Courtney is in. Will she? Yes. Two-hand grab of the roasted potatoes. Now it's all about the asparagus. Courtney's got the angle. She's got the pan. It's out of here.
Yeah.
Asparagus and potatoes. Asparagus and potatoes.
Oh, man. So funny. Up next is Mike Bagley. He is sitting by the pool with his dogs running around, and he does a little NASCAR style play-by-play.
Here they come. They've completed lap number five. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie tried to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. He'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number three. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by five dog lengths.
And the videos, by the way, we'll play a couple more of these, but the videos you can also check out at WMC.com, and they're equally as funny watching these dogs run around or the refrigerator or the oven with the asparagus and the potatoes in.
And up
what's
next
one?
We got Josh Lewin again doing play-by-play of the microwave making himself a taquito.
24 seconds on the clock. The old El Paso taquito almost ready. A giddy sense of anticipation here in Josh's kitchen. This crowd, the wife, the dog, everyone waiting for the Maytag microwave to produce these 180 calories of abject perfection. 7 seconds left. It's happening. Delirium in Solana Beach. Do you believe in afternoon snacking? Yes! Oh, my, does that look good. A perfectly microwave taquito.
Oh, it's so brilliant.
And this is probably one of my favorite ones is his wife goes grocery shopping, and now she's stacking the soup cans in the cupboard.
Grocery best store yet. Run completed. Now the game within the game. The Tetris-style stacking of the soup. Lewin begins with the dexterity of a mountain lion. Low-cal chicken noodle, a top Italian wedding style. Quick pivot to something with tomato base. Oh, a double stack of minestrone. Double stack. We haven't seen that one since mid-July. The final entry is gumbo. It's chicken and sausage gumbo. It's over. A cabinet full of soup.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so good. Brilliant. So good. I'm sure there's bound to be more, too.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3
WOMC. Hey, Jason, have we got the appropriate number of mentions for the soaring eagle's nest this morning? We promised them several per show. Are we complete?
I feel like
we
have,
need to mention it some more?
But we still haven't gotten the checks. We're going to get our stimulus checks before we get anything from the soaring eagle.
No kidding.
Well, we can try. That's where I am, by the way. This is JJ. Joanne is in her bunker in Novi, yet to be sold. And here I am in the Soaring Eagle's Nest in Auburn Hills.
You need, like, some doomsday prepper place to get your bunker sponsored.
No, I got it.
Right.
Well, okay, that's not bad. But you know what's even easier to find than that, though? Home improvement people who do basement restorations.
I like my basement. Doesn't need to be restored.
Right.
I get you.
Well,
for the sake
for the sake of the endorsement, my God, you can use a little spit and polish here and there. What the hell? Think of the incoming cash.
How about the holes on the wall behind me?
You can patch it on the dartboard. Over her left shoulder is a dartboard. And the other day I asked her, I said, okay, so you got the dartboard. It's in its own box that closes. You know, it's got a left and a right thing that you could close it up. It's not just a dartboard hanging on the wall. So it's enclosed in this big box. But even still, I said, how many holes are there in the wall outside of the box? And you went and counted, I think, like 38 of them. And we that wasn't
and
even...
I think about 37
That was only part of them. No wonder you're
Trust
smiling
me.
About it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one way to pass the time. You know what? People are coming up with all kinds of creative ideas to pass the time while they're shut in during this social distancing coronavirus calamity. Did you see the guy who sent the beer to his neighbor via remote control car, an RC vehicle?
It's really, really funny. I did see it. I didn't realize that these RC cars had cup holders on the back of them to hold the beer, but it comes from his neighbor's house, and Adam has one of those. So I'm figuring this may be a way that he could make some money for the neighbors. Maybe
Agreed.
Deliver toilet paper, maybe deliver beer, something. Well, no, he's only 17. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. So ask
him. May frown on that.
How long does that battery hold a charge? And how far is it from Novi to Auburn Hills? I could use a cold one.
No one else is on the road,
Send
right?
It to each other. Yes, exactly right. Just shoot right across 696 with the RC vehicle.
Can you imagine?
And then they're in San Francisco. You know, they're on complete lockdown out there in California in that area. So a guy and his neighbor across the town needed a roll of toilet paper. So he hooked a roll of toilet paper up to his drone, Joanne, and flew it to his neighbor's house on the other side of town, dropped it, and then the drone came back home.
It works. Hey.
Clever, creative. Yep. Hey, you know what? At least we're trying to have some fun in the face of all of this. Otherwise, we would lose our ever-loving minds.
Yes, we would.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WONC.
Say, can you see?
Warming up for tonight, are you?
Yes, I am. Me.
It's our Play on the Porch song tonight. Yes, our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Not an easy song to sing, though, I think, JJ. But you're going to do it tonight, right?
I am, yes. For whatever reason, that song's not hard for me to sing. Most of the other ones aren't. But I think it's maybe because I've heard it so much in my life that it's burned in, you know, the notes and all of that. The other songs that I don't pay much attention to, I don't know where they go. I don't know what key it's in.
You know how during like the Super Bowl and all those, they do the prop bets, the over-under on the Star Spangled Banner? I think we should create a prop bet for tonight and see what the over-under is average-wise that people do. I'm going to say 207.
Okay.
Write it down.
How long it is?
I'll set the average at 207. Will it go over or under 207?
Ooh, I guarantee you mine's going under, so don't bet on mine.
Didn't Aretha do like the longest version ever of that song for a Super Bowl one time? It was like 5 minutes long or something.
Never ending. It wasn't very good.
I didn't like it very much. But
It was terrible, as a matter of fact.
I think for women that song is
harder. Speaking ill of the dead, by the way.
JJ, I think it's harder for women because the range, it just goes really high. Like, I think men, if they can do it really in a lower range and maybe not take it as high. But for women, I struggle singing that song.
I'm like the guy in his army uniform walking up to the microphone to sing it, you know.
Oh, say can.
Yeah.
It says, exactly. I'm reading this story here. The average time taken to sing the national anthem is a minute 57 seconds, and Aretha Franklin doubled that mark on Thanksgiving at Ford Field in downtown Detroit.
And it was hideously awful. Was that the one where she wore the dumb hat? No, that was at an inauguration.
No, you're right. She was wearing a Lions hat, like a snow hat with her mink coat.
But you also remember that stupid bow hat that she wore at I think it was Obama's inauguration, actually.
Remember that gray hat
with the stupid bow on it?
That hat was made by someone in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, and he got
Stevie Wonder made it. Made it for her. What was your favorite bit today, Jace?
Our time is up.
Was your favorite bit today, Jason?
For me, it was the play-by-play sportscasters. Yeah. That was so funny. The videos are even funnier at WOMC.com.
Yeah, Joanne? And mine was too.
That makes it all right. So it's unanimous. That was our favorite bit, and you can check it out. It's worth a laugh. Well, you're doing nothing else today. Sit at home. Check it out. It's also up on our Facebook page as well. I don't know if we moved it over to Instagram yet, but we're becoming more Instagram friendly, by the way, folks. So like us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook.
WOMC1043. WOMC1043 is our Instagram.
Yeah, all right.
We're doing stuff on all those platforms each and every day. We do thank you for listening this morning, whether on the radio or on radio.com.
Or your smart speakers at home.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted. It's been a long 10 days.
Yeah, it has been. Oh, it has been for me, too.
Okay.
We'll see.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.